Hey everybody, welcome back. This is going to be kind of a crazy thing. So first and foremost, I need to give you a little background as far as where I'm at and why the sound might be a little different. So it's a Saturday morning. I've got a million things I've been trying to get done, and I've been trying to create a bunch of these podcasts, but I've got a lot of thoughts, but just haven't taken the time to write these things down. And so I thought, you know what? While I'm sitting in my infrared sauna here, I would actually take the time to record a podcast for you. So you hear a little bit of the hum, or if the sound quality is not so great in here, I apologize for that. Just kind of want to let you know why it's a little bit different.
Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
So the content, the piece here I want to discuss is how to create content when you don't have any. I get approached by people all the time saying, you know, Dave, I would love to be able to do a podcast, or I'd love to be able to create content. You know, Russell talks about publishing on a regular basis, but I don't have any content. I don't know what to say, how to find it, what to do. And I thought, you know what? I want to solve that problem for you right now. So realize that for most of us, when you take a look at your content, the whole idea is to take and use the stories of your life to teach. Now, a lot of people go, well, Dave, that sounds great, but I don't know how to even take the stories in my life and relate those in a way that would be of any value to anybody. So that doesn't work for me. And I thought, okay, so if you can't do that, then what about just documenting the process? You know, we talk a ton about the importance of document the process. And I think that there's a massive amount of value to documenting the process, because what you're going to find is, especially if you feel like you don't have any content, the best thing to do is to be totally transparent about that and tell people, listen, you know what? Right now, I don't feel like I have a whole bunch of content, but I've had these thoughts and I want to share them with you. And I want to take you on the journey of my finding my voice and of my finding a way to actually create more content. So I'm going to give you basically three different ways here of creating content. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is the one I just said, that's document the process. That for me is probably the best way of creating content, because it's totally honest. It's totally open. And what you're going to find is that by documenting that process, even if it's painful, and especially if it's painful, that's probably the most effective way of drawing people into you. So I would encourage you guys right now, as far as if you don't know how, if you feel like you don't have any content, or you're trying to find a way of finding your voice, the first thing to do is do Facebook Lives on a daily basis and challenge yourself to do it every single day for 30 days. And literally, if it only lasts for a minute, and just say, listen, I am literally just checking in and I'm documenting the process. Right now, I don't have anything to say, but I told myself I'd do it every day for 30 days. This is it. I'm checking in, I'm checking out, and that's done. That'll count for you. Because then what's going to happen, you're going to find, is throughout your day, when you know you have to create something the next day, you're going to start looking for different things that you can talk about. And realize at first, you're gonna suck. It's just part of life. All of us do. All of us suck when we're first creating content. It's terrible. But what you're gonna find is that part of the fact that you suck is really what's gonna draw people to you, because they're gonna go, you know what? You're just like me. I'm trying to figure this thing out myself. So the first thing I tell you to do is to document the process. That's the easiest and best way of creating content. The second thing to do is, as you're out there listening to other people, and then to actually start to reteach what you hear. And I'm going to give you an example of that here in just a second. The third one, which is a little more difficult, and that is where you actually start creating your own content. And I'm going to do a podcast later on how to do that. But just realize those are the three different ones. The first one is document the process. We talked about that. The second one is what we refer to as far as listen and reteach. I'm going to show you an example of that here in just a second. And then the third one is to start really creating content, where you logically start writing down things you want to teach, and you start structuring it, and you test it here and you test it there and you reteach it, and it's your content. So again, that takes a little more time than this podcast has time for, so I'm going to defer that to later. What I want to do right now, though, is give you an example of listen and reteach. So again, first thing, document the process. Second one is to listen and reteach. And so this actually can be part of documenting the process, where you're part of your journey is you're listening to other people. You're trying to get other ideas and suggestions. So one of the best ways of doing that is to actually listen to a podcast or to read a book, read a chapter, and then to go and reteach that. My son Christian did that on a challenge that I had given him where he read a chapter of Expert Secrets every day. And then he basically retaught that on a Facebook Live in a way that made sense to as far as what he learned. And so many people were drawn to him because here was this 16-year-old young man who was going through this process of trying to understand what this book really means and how it applied to him. The same thing happens when you're listening to podcasts. So I want to give you an example here. Recently, I listened to Ed Milet's podcast. Great. Again, it's been fun to see Ed's journey where, again, 2 years ago, he didn't have a podcast at all, and now he's literally one of the number one personal development business podcasts out there. And so he was actually, he gave 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different steps that was all a matter of what do you do with your fuel? That's what it was called. And I should probably make sure I put a link down below so you can I give him credit for it. But his whole podcast is, what do you do with your fuel? So as I said, you know, energy is fuel. And you have to realize that that's either fuel for your problems or fuel for your solutions. But it's your choice. It's what you do with that fuel. Are you using that fuel to create more problems and to pour gas on a problem to make it bigger and more into flame, or to basically provide more oxygen to your problem flame? Or are you taking all that fuel and you're trying to find the solution? Because the problems in life are going to happen. And just realize that this idea is yours. It's your fuel. You choose what you want to do with it. I remember my kids in middle school, they started the day, every single day, over the loudspeaker. The principal would get up and make a statement. And it was one of the things where we used that statement literally for years. I've got 4 boys, and so with a 7-year gap between the oldest and youngest, there's a lot of years in middle school. And what he always said was, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. And I thought so much about that because realized that as Ed was talking about what you do with your fuel is the same thing that this principal is teaching my kids. And that is, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. So when you're looking at your business and you're dealing with your problems in your business or your problems in your marriage, your problems with raising your kids, your problems with whatever it might be, to understand that you have fuel that you're going to apply to that, either that making that problem bigger than life, or you're going to find a solution to it. So he gave 6 different things that I want to talk to you about that were things that made a lot of sense to me. So the first thing he said is you have to make that decision. First and foremost, you have to make the decision, am I going to fuel the problem or am I going to fuel the solution? The second thing was, he said, get massive certainty on this. And too often, a lot of us, you know, we'll set a goal and it's like, yeah, this is a good idea and I'm going to try this. Realize that the more certain you are about finding that solution, the faster and more clear that solution is going to become. So you need to have complete certainty that, you know what, no matter what, I am finding a solution to this problem. Instead of saying, I don't know what to do, this isn't going to work, this always happens to me, it's because of this and this. Instead of basically providing proof on why your problems are your problems, get totally certain about the fact that you know you can find a solution to it. The third thing he said was to take massive action. I'm a huge believer in this. I've seen this in my own life so many times. And that is, the greater action that you take, especially when you don't know what to do at times, if it's the wrong thing, you're going to find out faster. If it's the right thing, you're going to get positive reinforcement quicker. So the key here is to take massive action and to do it as soon as you possibly can. So first of all, make a decision you're going to either fuel the problem or the solution, then get totally certain about it. Third thing is take massive action. And realize as you take that massive action, a couple things are going to happen. You're either going to find out, you know what, I'm going the wrong direction. Then you take massive action and you change it. The fourth thing he said is to solve problems quickly. Too often we sit around and we think about, you know, gosh, here's this problem, and we spend all this time focused on the problem instead of trying to solve that problem. The faster you get at solving problems, what you're going to find is you start building up a muscle. It's a problem-solving muscle. And the key to life is to be very, very good at solving problems, especially as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. You're faced with problems on a regular basis. I've seen it happen with our employees. The more power and authority I give them to solve their own problems, the faster they get at solving problems, but then the more clear they get at identifying what the problems are as well. So again, make a decision, have massive certainty, take massive action, solve the problem quickly. The fifth one here is to realize how important is this problem? And realize, will this problem matter in the next 5 years? That takes away a lot of the power that a lot of problems have in our life, is to realize, is this problem going to be there in 5 years? Or in 5 years, how important is this problem? If it's not that important, then stop worrying about it. Stop even letting it take up any of your mind space. Realize that most of our problems, they really aren't lifelong problems, and they aren't 5-year problems. So understand that as you start taking a look at problems, the key is to identify how big of a problem is this. If it is a 5-year problem, man, you better spend a ton of time and energy solving it right now. But if it's not, it doesn't matter. And then the sixth thing he said is, worry is a misuse of your imagination. I just love that, because to understand that your imagination is what you're going to use to solve that problem. And if you're using your imagination to just worry about it, you're literally taking the energy from your imaginative powers to fuel a problem. And it makes absolutely no sense. So the faster you can go ahead and make a decision, take massive certainty, create massive action, solve the problem quickly, realize how important that problem is and does it going to have an impact next 5 years, and then to use your imagination to actually solve the problem instead of create worry, you're going to find that you get problems solved faster and you're not going to get as emotionally involved in it. It actually will be a muscle that you create in your life. So those are the six things that Ed said. Highly recommend you go take a look at his podcast. I'll post the notes down below. That's the end. So guys, that's how I used someone else's content. I taught it in a way that was, I gave credit to the person who generated the content, but then I applied it to my own life and I used it in my way. So again, I want to make sure you understand, I run across so many people these days who feel like they don't have content. So in summary, realize if you don't have content, the first way of creating content is to document the process. The second way is to actually listen to other people's content and reteach that content, whether it's a book, it's a podcast, Facebook Live, whatever it might be. The third thing then, which we'll talk about later, and that is how to create your own content on a logical, systematic basis. So have an amazing day. Please, if nothing else, if you don't get anything else out of this, take a 30-day challenge to start doing a Facebook Live every single day for the next 30 days and see what happens. Have an awesome day. We'll see you. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Fun Hacker Radio. We are about ready, though, to change some things. And I wanted to kind of reach out real quick and let you understand some of the things you're going to see happening real quick here. Probably about the middle of April of 2019, we're actually going to be changing the kind of the format and really the purpose of this podcast. So up to this point, I've been spending a lot of time interviewing some of our funnel hackers and things and telling their stories. We're going to continue to do that, but we're going to add in a new little twist. Currently, right now, as of today, we are just under 78,000 customers currently using ClickFunnels. And what we thought is, why not have you guys come join us on the journey to create a culture of 100,000 rabid, excited funnel hackers. So what I'd like to do is just invite you along, continue to, if you don't mind, rate, review the podcast. Let us know if other people, even possibly outside of our funnel hacker community, you'd like us to bring in and interview. And really want to make sure that you understand the purpose of this podcast is to help you in building your culture and building your community, your tribe, and really helping you understand what it takes to build a community of super, super excited, passionate customers who rave about your service. More importantly, they spend time talking about it, referring clients to you. So with that said, join us as we on our journey to over 100,000 customers. And we're going to try to get this done before the end of 2019. So thanks so much for listening. Rate and review this and enjoy the journey.